It's Wednesday already. That holiday kind of messed up my clock this week. Week sailing along. 4th of September. Labor Day in our rearview mirror already. And Wednesday of the first week of September. Good morning and welcome. This is the What's On Your Mind preview. I'm Scott Hennon. We'll be joined by KFIRE 550, KLTC in Dickinson, KCJB in Minot, along with the radio stations you're listening to right now. AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO. For What's On Your Mind next hour, we'll be joined by Colonel Ken Olson, Commander of the North Dakota Air National Guard. The hooligans have to have a flying mission. That's just a, you know, it's a must. And they're fighting to get one back.
Good.
The F-16s were, of course, the staple for so long. And then they were told that they were going to bridge to a cargo plane and use some, you know, executive Learjet transport in the meantime. And they've since found out, nah, maybe not so much. So right now there is no flying mission at the 119th, and that just doesn't seem right.
No.
So they're battling on that front. Colonel Ken Olson will give us an update on that. Just with all that storied history of the Happy Hooligans, this is a entity that deserves a flying mission and to be part of the defending America. Congressman Kevin Cramer is flying today back to Washington, D.C. Actually, he's in Montana because there's a field hearing. So I was thinking he was back for a hearing. He is back for a hearing, but it's actually in the field. And they're going to be talking about an Endangered Species Act on the sage grouse. So we'll find out about the hearing. We'll get his view on military action in Syria, his views on banking regulation, give him a chance to respond to some of that criticism of the visit of the House Majority Leader Eric Cantor as well. He'll be our guest because he is traveling to Montana for just a half of the 10 o'clock hour today. So there's a little idea of what we're going to do guest-wise, and, of course, we'll be tackling a number of topics that will be cluing you in here on just a little bit. Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark, the Freedom Poet, joins me to update you on the news headlines. In this segment, the sports headlines a little later on in the program on this Wednesday edition. How are you, Mark?
I'm above average today.
Are you?
Yes.
It's because Taylor Swift is coming to town and you're getting all excited for that. Is that why you're above average?
Yes, I'm putting on my blue, shiny things.
Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Kind of? Yeah.
She's a talented lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen her in concert, actually.
Well, that's...
So I have no need to pay an enormous amount of money to...
You've done that once, huh?
Sure, I've done it.
It's off your list.
It was actually one of the best concerts I've ever attended. It was at the Ralph Engelstad Arena. It was Brad Paisley.
Oh, he's cool.
Taylor Swift and Rodney Atkins.
Oh.
It was quite a trio. Paisley was the headliner. I forget who was the middle act. I think actually Taylor Swift might have opened, believe it or not.
How long ago was this? Wow.
I shouldn't try and guess. I can't remember. It's got to be 7, maybe.
Did they do trio? Did they actually sing together?
No, they never did.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember. Maybe Atkins came out with Paisley for one song, but it wasn't. They mainly had their own acts. But it was great fun. So anyway, I've seen her. I can check that box. How much of the
do you have a bucket list?
Do I have a bucket list? Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind of. I mean, probably not as formal a bucket list as I should have. I've been pretty blessed.
You have.
Pretty blessed. So most of my bucket list would be like, all right, I'd love to go back to New York with Maria. You know,
so a lot of your bucket list is revisit some of your happiest memories.
There you go.
That's very cool.
Exactly right. Yeah. Some of those kind of things. Tickets were $148.50 down to $29.50.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I don't like her that much. I think I'll go into the shower and yodel, which I seem to enjoy the reverberation thereof, back to my own ears.
There you go, exactly.
For free.
Yeah.
I might use 2 cents of shampoo.
Well, Syria continues to dominate the news internationally. And, in fact, has some lawmakers heading back to D.C. early. Off to Syria they go. And to wrestle with this, because this is sort of hot potato, you're it, right?
It is.
Did you see any of John Kerry's testimony yesterday?
No.
He's really confident in this. It's very ironic because, of course, John Kerry, I think of as sort of a nemesis to the Bush administration on Iraq, and here he is
Then he came home from the Vietnam War really with some negative nonsense that wasn't fair. And, you know, but he sounded like a statesman. Now they've got Boehner on their side, and it looks like they got the Senate slam dunk. And so it's going to be close.
I there's something very unseemly about all this for me, of this idea of lobbying to attack out in the open. It's like, you know, I mean, should we be telegraphing?
Right.
What our plans are.
Have they
had
any time to get these mobile launchers hidden? How much time?
We give more time every day. That's what I mean.
He had the red line. He had the red line in the sand. If he was going to do this, he could have done it, boom, when we saw these grim, grisly pictures. Pretty awful. But, you know, the thing is, what do we do if we do this and we don't have the support of allies and we go in there? Who's our friend? Who is our friend?
And remember, that's the irony of this whole thing. On Iraq, there was a huge coalition.
Right.
Despite the fact that people to this day, you know, pointless, there were a lot of people behind this effort, and we're losing allies every day in this one.
And I think that
I'm conflicted, though, because I do think the United States has to stand up against evil.
Right.
And using chemical weapons on your own people is evil.
It's horribly evil. It is Hitler-esque.
It is. And by the way, Kerry used that phrase several times yesterday.
Hitler-esque?
Well, and I don't know about Hitler-esque, but saying there were three people that have done this. Hitler, Saddam Hussein, and Assad. So,
yeah, and very likely Assad and Saddam used the same stuff, because I still believe Saddam had plenty of time to truck all that stuff over to Syria in the first place.
President Obama's in Sweden. He says the international community cannot be silent about the chemical attack in Syria. Well, they're not playing follow the leader. For all this talk of how Barack Obama was going to bring the world together and make them like us again, he's not faring too well and getting others to follow him.
I just don't think he is the Antichrist. I think he's diminished. A lot of people thought he was at first, you know, but he is so lame and empty that...
don't give him that much credit.
I think the devil can pick out a more believable Antichrist.
Not going too well.
No.
Not at all. Yeah. All right, what else do you see as a news headline or two that's caught your interest today? The sugar beet harvest starting. It's a big deal in the Red River Valley. This is at least the pre-pile harvest.
You know, that's an exciting time. Harvest is an exciting time. I used to love doing that. There's something about I got to drive truck alongside a combine, and that was a challenge. You didn't have a lot of... I remember lurching along and super low, and all of a sudden the truck would stop, and the grain would pour over the roof of the truck, and somebody would holler, and I'd probably get going again.
October 1 is when the full-scale harvest will go, but this is pre-pile, and looks like this crop will be average. Projected at 22 tons per acre. 2012 crop was at 27.1. And the average in the past few years has been slightly more than 24 tons per acre. The bigger worries, obviously, are the poor sugar price. But the lockout's done now after 22 months, so some folks will be back at it, which is good to hear as well. The interim chancellor position candidates are getting interviewed. A few of these are North Dakota candidates, and some observers in a story I saw yesterday in the Bismarck or one of the papers, I think it was Bismarck Tribune, said North Dakota candidates with North Dakota roots are having a they're preferred, which I think is fine. That's good.
Yeah,
I've always said we ought to have a few extra points for North Dakota-based candidates. You know,
sure, they're here. They've got that commitment. You know, you think about Venezuela, and half of their electricity went out. There's something about that there's a strange country, one of the countries that liked Obama, but mostly because he was friendly with the communists, you know, when Chavez was cooking down there.
What happened?
Well, they It just main power, the whole network just failed.
Is there a grid in shambles or something?
Yeah. But the backbone that carries electricity from Bajo Caroni region, 60% of Venezuela's power is generated. 11 of the 23 states lost the power. That's pretty amazing. Now, Egypt's president defends the ouster of Mohamed Morsi. The thing in Egypt's getting worse and worse, too, you know. Talking about trying the Muslim Brotherhood guy.
Very interesting. Thanks, Mark. Mark's back with sports, bottom of the hour. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, you did a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
News service report that Syria has drawn some members of the congressional delegation back to Washington, D.C. Heidi Heitkamp, Al Franken, and Amy Klobuchar, North Dakota, and two Minnesota senators headed back. Says Senator Heitkamp planned to return to the Capitol Tuesday night to participate in briefings and hold meetings to discuss the potential use of force in Syria, according to a statement released earlier in the day. She canceled events in North Dakota scheduled for today and Thursday, said she has not made a decision on how she will vote, saying the potential use of force in Syria is an issue I take seriously and I'll closely study all sides of this debate. I will not make a final decision about my vote until I gather the latest intelligence and hear from the administration and my constituents. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us on the program. He is not returning early and is instead taking in town hall meetings and a number of things that he has going, including a field hearing today in Montana, and he's going to join us from the Big Sky State today. In an abbreviated version of our talk radio town hall, he'll be on as soon as he lands in Montana. Steve Bakken is here.
I do like the fact that despite his busy schedule, he's going out of his way to make some time for our listeners today.
Been pretty darn good at that, which we appreciate a great deal. And obviously it's well received by the listeners, too, because they always have questions for him. I don't remember a week when we've gotten in all the questions we were hoping to ask.
No, and they're very in-depth, very concise answers to some very complicated questions at times. And, you know, the thing with Congressman Cramer, if he doesn't know the answer, he will be the first one to admit it, and he will have that answer the following week for you.
We already have a comment about this field hearing. The field hearing he's doing in Montana today is on the Endangered Species Act on sage grouse. And one listener is commenting, the hearing on declaring sage grouse an endangered species is just an excuse to ban fracking. Oil country, North Dakota, is a sage grouse habitat. The Obama administration will use the Endangered Species Act to shut down fracking in North Dakota because it'll endanger the recovery of the sage grouse. Don't buy it. Want to bet?
I don't buy it.
You don't buy that that's what they're trying to do?
No, not at all.
Should the sage grouse be an endangered species?
No, I think Game and Fish does a wonderful job managing our species and what's going on at, with our wildlife, and you know, good for them.
The feds ought to butt out.
Feds butt out. North Dakota resident sage grouse or North Dakota's problem? They do taste good, though.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Are they endangered in North Dakota?
There's not a whole lot of them right now. But, you know, I remember when there wasn't a whole lot of pheasants in North Dakota either.
Anyway, we'll get the latest from Kevin on whether that listener is right on that being the end around here. I wouldn't be surprised. They'll throw everything but the kitchen sink at a way to try and slow up fossil fuel development. We know that. So you got to be watchful. And I'm glad they are. Colonel Ken Olson will be here. He's the commander of the North Dakota Air National Guard on losing their manned flying mission and how they plan to get it back. It's still pains me that those F-16s don't thunder above Fargo-Moorhead when you think of the storied history of the Happy Hooligans.
It is about the history, too, and that long track record that goes back. And you know, what an amazing group of flyers that we've had here in North Dakota that just...
They earned it.
They did. They earned it, too. And you go back to the Phantoms when they had... Those were just the coolest-looking planes to see fly over when they had the Phantoms and then all the way up. And, you know, even the mission, people kind of poo-pooed the mission with the Learjets, but still, it was a flying mission. And some of those pilots, they transferred into flying UAVs. Is that the future? I know a lot of people would like to get back in the cockpit as far as the Happy Hooligans are concerned.
Yeah, no kidding. So we'll get an update on that today, too. A few questions we're tossing out there already on our Facebook page, and you're welcome to weigh in there and then join us on the program. Do you have a problem with your tax dollars in North Dakota being used to buy land? That appears to be the goal of a new conservation measure being circulated. They're not getting signatures. What they would do is take 5% of the oil tax and put it in a pot of money, and they'll have so much money, it would be unbelievable. Number one, I'm not even sure how they could spend it, but one way they could spend it is buying up a whole lot of land. Is that something you want done with your tax dollars? Rededicate tax dollars to buying land. Scott said, I knew this was their ultimate goal. Buy land, mineral rights, lease property. It's bad for farmers, ranchers, oil companies, even construction companies who want to develop gravel pits. Tend to agree. This is another end around here is what this is. Mel says, buy the land for who? The poor that can't afford enough money for the gas to get them to Roosevelt National Park? The idea that all of these lands are being bought for the good of the people is a big bunch of horse pucky. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Horse pucky.
Yeah.
I like that.
Lock up the coal, lock up the oil, lock up the timber, lock up the natural gas.
Let's lock up North Dakota. We could just draw a line around North Dakota and make a North Dakota Commons instead of the Buffalo Commons, but you know, we can do as what we will here.
John says, you have never been so wrong, Scott Hinnon. That is not the motive at all. Okay, wrong. First of all, the question was, do you have a problem with your tax dollars in North Dakota being used to buy land? That appears to be the goal of the new conservation measure being circulated. We've heard that from them, that that's one of the reasons they want the Constitution measure, because they, in the last legislative session, didn't get the ability to buy land. So it's not my words, it's theirs. Let's see what else he says here. In fact, if we are talking about the same one, there is verbiage prohibiting the purchase of land. You and I agree on a lot and have agreed with you on many things, but being ill-informed is what irritates me about people that talk about these kind of things with not knowing the true goal. I think John is confused about where it's prohibited. It's prohibited in the outdoor amendment that the legislature passed. It is a goal of the bigger effort. It'll be on the ballot. So I don't believe we're ill-informed here. Again, we're just taking the words of these folks that are pushing this.
Is there a bigger agenda, though? That, and that's the thing. I think there is an agenda. And do you want your tax dollars being spent for land that you're not going to be able to have the opportunity to hunt on anyway? Is one of the big questions. And, buying up that land for outdoor opportunities also takes that land out of production. You know, now you're making it more difficult on farmers and ranchers and future generations of farmers and ranchers, because you're going to increase property values with agriculture land, and there's not going to be those opportunities for young farmers and young ranchers to get into the lifestyle that they may have grown up with.
And I would, if I was asked to sign this petition, would not. I normally tilt towards the side of signing a petition, letting voters decide. This one, to me, is... It is trouble. And others on here are suggesting not to sign the petition. Be one way to make sure that question doesn't even get asked of voters. Anyway, that topic and more coming up on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinnon. Stay tuned. We'll tackle it right here.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hinnon want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312. Or online at gtmwt.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Angels.
Yeah, it's you're supposed to jump up and touch your toes.
Keep it up, Aaron.
Eureka.
Keep it up here. I want to hear. As long as you lost the sheep. What? And in your gut must fade. There are no signs of vision. Can you see? It's about these feet. That's all I got out of it.
Yeah. But he's happy. He's drank
on wine. Pardon me?
Could you hear he's unwinding?
Or he's unwinding. You got that?
Yeah. Are we getting old?
Maybe, huh?
Then he said, you're a rusty, sanitized scabbard. And he's got a crusted plate. Should wash his dishes more often.
I think you're making stuff up. Anyway, we're back.
Yes, nice.
This is What's on Your Mind, the preview hour. I'm Scott Hinlan with Mark Scogliabo. We're taking your phone calls on the program coming up statewide across the network, and look forward to that. 800-228-0550.
That would have been a good song for synchronized swimming.
It would have, yeah. You ever done that?
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
You're lying now, I guess. 701-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550 to get you all set and ready to go. All right, let's talk about sports a moment here, okay?
Probably the funniest little headline on the front page is a discouraging word. Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney, pictured it right, says he doesn't want football teams in his conference scheduling FCS opponents. You know, these schools, I think the Bison pretty much cured them all of these kind of scheduling, because you can't win. Kansas really got, you know, embarrassed, egg all over them.
You know, this seems selfish to me by the Big Ten schools.
It does.
You know, because obviously there is peril, but it's one of those sort of unilateral disarmament deals. They're unilaterally disarming here. They're like, hey, let's not. And you can make an argument that obviously the you know, the lower class schools are going to have more to gain, and the bigger schools are going to have more to lose, and all. I get all that, but boy, isn't the idea of for the sport?
It was very exciting
for the fans,
the Gopher Bison Gopher UND rivalry in hockey. It's exciting when they played South Dakota. The Dakotas are good neighbors. I think it's chicken. I think it's chicken.
And I would also take exception with the idea that it results in less interest for the fans. Again, who's the fans?
Right.
The fans are people that love football. And I know for one, some miserable Minnesota Gopher seasons when you could have shot a cannon through the stadium were jam-packed when the Bison would come down there and play.
Do you know how many people showed up in Manhattan, Kansas?
Yeah.
53,000 people.
Exactly.
It was excitement, nervous excitement, yes, but it was pretty cool.
Exactly right. This is kind of crazy.
Well, John Abraham is the only person in among active NFL sack leaders leading Jared Allen. And he got dropped by Falcons. The Cards picked him up. And it'd be interesting, Jared is only 5 sacks behind John Abraham at 117 to 122. Be interesting, I think Jared Allen is healthy. I love the way he plays football and ropes up people after he knocks them down, you know. The cowboy thing, I like it.
You do?
I like it. Yaha. And, of course, front page of the forum, big, the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks starting pitcher Taylor Stanton was named American Association's Pitcher of the Year for the regular season, and he's starting tonight.
He should be, shouldn't he?
He should be. He's won 9 games, 2.4 ERA, a wonderful pitcher, very coachable, personable, said Doug Simonek. He's very, very good. So tonight, the playoffs start. Gary at Redhawks, a best-of-5 series. Fans, it's your last. We're running down to your last shot of seeing a great team, and now they're in the playoffs. So I think there's still some tickets available. Check it out. And the funny Twins played a magnificent game last night. I don't know when 2 players have ever had 4 hits in the same game. Plouffe and one of the P&P boys, Pinto, got 4 hits. Perkins, who's just been this lights-out closing pitcher, he comes in with a 3-run lead in the 9th, and boom, gives up a 3-run home run. So Terry struggles, Strive with Thielbar, Renke for the next 3 innings, and finally, in the 12th, we pull it out, score 3 runs. Very amazing, amazing baseball game. The Twins have won 11 out of the last 17 on the road and 4 of the last 5 games. So, you know.
It's a little late in the season for that.
They should have thought of this earlier. Yes, they should have. There's only a mere 25 games left, so they might not. And they're 19 games behind. We're getting really close to their magic closeout number. Mm-hmm. But they're getting me hopeful about the next year. You know, last year they lost 96 games. The year before, 99. We're going to do better than that this year, I predict.
By 1%, 2%, measurably more?
I think we may even lose less than 90 games. I think that would be kind of a threshold of loveliness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Serena's in love with her French coach and playing the best tennis of her life. And she's just breezing through the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open. Nadal also looks almost invincible. That's the happy, interesting Flushing Meadows U.S. Open tennis tournament. I love it. And it's cooking along kind of on script.
Did you also notice on the front page of the forum that the Fargo-Shanley Deacons beat West Fargo 3-2?
That was happy. Look at their big smiling, screaming, cheering, happy girls.
Well, that's on the losing team.
Are they crazy? Maybe that's screams of sorrow. I don't know. I can't understand it.
No, yeah. It was the heat of the battle. It was a tight contest, but we have a Deacon volleyballer at our house. So, sorry, Duke.
You do?
Be a little parochial there.
Oh, is she playing on the team?
Yes. I was there yesterday.
Oh. That's a big deal.
Yes.
You have to tell me these things so I know how to root.
There you go. Just thought you would want to share that little tidbit. I'm sorry to take you off your game there.
That's quite all right.
You were talking about Serena in the U.S. Open quarterfinals.
That's quite all right. I wanted to wrap up with Rodman's athletic activities. He is doing some strange pirouettes in North Korea.
We're talking about Dennis Rodman?
Dennis Rodman is over there.
Hasn't he been?
He's in North Korea again with his great buddy, Kim Jong-un, or Yoon. And at the same time, this is just really sad. The American attaché was rejected, who wanted to go over there because they've got a Christian missionary, Kenneth Bai, has been jailed there, and the North abruptly called off his visit. But they're so happy to have Dennis there, and they're having a grand time together.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, something, this guy's, Dennis Rodman, is absolutely one of a kind. Well, why does he keep going over to North Korea all the time?
I don't know. I'd rather not ever hear the words Dennis Rodman again as long as I live.
Well, then I'm done with that. Then.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, don't you think he's so over? And this is so. How do I get noticed?
Yeah.
How do I get back in the game? Let me go hang out with these whack jobs in North Korea.
Well, he put tattoos on top of tattoos. He piercings on top of piercings. The guy explodes metal detectors at the airport. It's just an amazing character.
I mean, he's a tool. He's being used as a tool of the North Koreans.
Right.
You know, and he's over.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, athletically, career-wise, his 15 minutes are up, are they not?
They are. Why do we allow him? Why do we give him passport to go to just an arch enemy? It doesn't make sense to me. You know, both our border coming in and going out just don't make a lot of sense to me the way we do this whole thing.
No.
The ebb and flow is too odd. Needs to be shored up.
One listener says, I find 25 former Twins on other teams' rosters.
Yeah, breaks my heart.
Let Mark know the Twins would be good if they didn't let their good to great players go.
That's right.
Is he right on the number, 25?
It's pretty close when 8 of them made it to the All-Star game. There's a whole bunch of them, you know, now.
But Troy Hawkins.
And Carroll. Really good players.
Santana. Scott Baker.
Kubo.
David
Kadir,
Ortiz.
It's a sad. And Torrey Hunter.
Torrey Hunter, my God.
Just one after the other after the other. It is a grievous. It is a grievous thing, and I want $1 billion and buy that. And I'd give everybody lifetime contracts if they were nice people. You know, there'd be
if they weren't Dennis Rodman types.
If they really had a team spirit, like Morneau, like Carroll, like Torrey, great team, positive role models. Baseball's got to be more about. I mean, it's got to be about loyalty, some too, doesn't it? Both ways, expecting the fans to come. I was so discouraged when Morneau left, and then the only thing that helped me through it was the PNP boys have gone crazy since, you know. But still, Morneau's a great world-class baseball player, and he's gone.
He wraps up the email by saying, so much for our build us a new stadium and we'll keep our players.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually said, you know. Hmm. So it's just not very nice, and it's
who do
not,
we who do we call to task for this?
Got to be ownership.
Polad family being tightwads here.
That's right. I don't absolutely.
Hmm.
And they got a lot. They got a lot of help. A lot of help from the community. Taxes, Minneapolis, a lot of help. And they that just wasn't an option. They should have offered Torrey a contract. He gave them 2 years. Morneau asked twice, and that's got to be a really high metric about how important a person is to a team, is that he wants so badly to stay with a team, to spend his whole career with a team. That's the kind of stuff that forms the chemistry of championships. It really breaks my heart.
All right. There's the sports for you, folks. Mr. Mark Skogerbo with a wonderful bang-up job, and he's happy today because those Twins, they performed well.
Yes.
Came to the 12th inning last night. 9-6, the Twins. All right, sir, thank you. We shall chat later. And, of course, Mark Skogerbo takes the reins for the Common Sense Club on this very radio station after Rush on KTGO and right after yours truly.
Wow. Right the number one
on AM 1100.
Talk show in North Dakota.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look. Because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote. And you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station. They call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota.
Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, and Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Questions we'll tackle today, and some of it's already started on our Facebook page, as we usually do to get things warmed up on the program. Duck Dynasty. I want to talk a little bit about Duck Dynasty today. I, will admit it's a little bit of a diversion. Yeah. The tough issues, and we always tackle the tough issues and welcome anybody to call on any topic. And we have Congressman Kevin Cramer in a talk radio town hall today on, and we have the commander of the 119th to talk about getting the flying mission back. You know, plenty of serious things in the news to tackle, let you weigh in on. But I think there's so much garbage on TV. To see Duck Dynasty perform the way it is just inspiring. It is just blowing every record away. And I'm curious why you think that is. Why is Duck Dynasty this phenomenon? Have you watched it? Do you know anything about it? Do you see it? I want to spend a little time on that today on the program. We've got some great answers already on our Facebook page, so you can check that out. Tons of activity, too, on the question of whether or not active members of the U.S. military ought to be punished for speaking out against a potential military action. Stories around about some individuals in the military concerned about an anti-Syria strike. You know, some people saying, hey, this is treason. Others saying it's free speech. What do you think? I want to give you a chance to weigh in on that.
We also, as I mentioned earlier, are going to talk a little bit about tax dollars being used to buy land. I think that's a horrible idea, a really bad idea. It's just smacks of, you know, government meddling. And also a way around ulterior motives. Well, we own the land, therefore we're not going to do any surface mineral rights. You know, we're not going to allow any of this, that. We don't want that. We, you know. We're going to tackle that question as well while signature gathering continues on that particular issue. So welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Want your insights on it today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, here's the time we check the weather. Okay. Want you to be up to speed on how we're doing weather-wise, and let's start in the valley. We'll be mostly sunny in the upper 70s today. Might hit an 80 here or there. Northeast wind at 7 to 9. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 53. We're talking here Grand Forks, Fargo, Wahpeton and Breckenridge, Moorhead, East Grand Forks. You get the picture. Red River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow near 84 with a south-southeast wind at 7 to 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 64 with the south-southeast wind around 9. Friday, sunny and hot, a high near 90. With the south-southeast wind at 5 to 9, becoming light in the afternoon. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 66. Saturday, sunny, high near 86. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, with a low around 64 degrees. 48 right now in Grand Forks. 48. That's kind of an eye-opener, isn't it? 54 in Fargo. All right, let's head out to the oil patch and tell you what you can expect there. Partly sunny, a high near 80. Around most of northwest North Dakota. Southeast wind at 10, 13. Gusting as high as 18. Tonight, cloudy, low on 53. Thursday, sunny with a high near 87. Looks like tomorrow night, partly cloudy, about 56. Friday, mostly sunny near 89. Nice week. Calm winds becoming east around 6 miles an hour. Friday night, we get into the showers. You notice our forecast, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, and the Red River Valley, only included a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. And Friday night, we get into some shower possibilities in the oil patch. Rocking the Bakken with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low around 59. Saturday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80 degrees. Saturday night, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a low around 58 in the patch. All right. Right now, Tioga's at 57 degrees, headed for that 80-degree day under sunny skies. Minot sunny and 52 degrees. You got the patch. You got the valley. And it's the only other thing to do is maybe fill in a few other spots here. We're looking at 63 in Williston, 61 in Dickinson, 63 way down there in Henninger, middle of the state, Minot's at 54, Bismarck 55, Bismarck 57, Garrison 55, sorry, Devil's Lake 52 at this hour, Jamestown 54, it's 50 in Grand Forks. Didn't I just tell you it's 48 in Grand Forks? I guess, but yeah, it is 48 in Grand Forks, 50 out at the base. Balmy at the base. 54 in Fargo, 61 in Wapbreck. All right, there you go. That's a check of the weather, so you're up to speed on that. Now you've got the news headlines. You've got the sports headlines. You've got the weather. You got a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. And that's what we do in this first hour of the program on AM 1100 The Flag, on AM 1090 The Flag in the Bakken, the only talk radio in the Bakken. And in moments, we'll be joined by 550K Fire, KCJB 910 in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson. So five stations, most listened to talk program in all of North Dakota, and we appreciate that very much. And the best part of it is finding out what is on your mind on the news of the day. So get ready to call us. I want to start with Duck Dynasty. We're going to start with Duck Dynasty. You got to help me understand this. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind? Steve Bakken and I, straight ahead. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.